Hello, and welcome to StarCase Certifications segment, But Do You Know? I'm your host, Rabbi Tzvi Goldberg, a Kashrus administrator at StarCase. Today, we are going to meet Zahava. This year, Zahava will be the chairwoman of the yeshiva's largest fundraiser, the annual tea. She hopes to make it the most unique event the yeshiva has ever had. The teas will be exotic, a variety of white, black, green, oolong, scented, flavored, and herbal teas from around the world. Before Zahava places her exotic tea order, let's find out if there are any strings attached, as far as the kashrus is concerned. First, we'll look at the color of the tea. Zahava, do you know that depending upon the amount of oxidation in the tea production, tea can be white, green, oolong, or black, which is sometimes referred to as orange pekoe? All of these types of tea, in their pure form, present no kashrus problems and therefore require no certification. Scented teas are made by forcing hot air over flower blossoms, such as jasmine or rose blossoms, that have been layered on the top of the finished tea. Another type of scented tea, Earl Grey, employs bergamot oil from a citrus fruit grown in southern Europe, which is sprayed onto the finished tea to achieve its unique flavor. These types of scented tea also present no kashrus problems. Flavored teas, however, may present kashrus problems. Zahava, do you know that food flavor chemicals represent one of the most challenging areas in kashrus? Since ingredients for flavors are derived from a myriad of sources, any product, such as tea, containing either natural or artificial flavorings requires certification. StarCase certification requires its mashgichim to make frequent unannounced visits to check on the kashrus of all flavored teas. Remember, Zahava, when ordering flavored teas, that some are certified as dairy. So, if you are serving dairy desserts to Chol of Yisrael guests, or if you choose to serve only pariv, these dairy-certified teas would not be for you. Herbal teas are generally made from dried herbs, leaves, and roots. They are intrinsically kosher and do not need to be certified. However, if additional ingredients such as flavors have been added, they would need to be reliably certified. By the way, Zahava, one of the most popular brands of teas, Celestial Seasonings, has many herbals and regular teas that are certified by StarCase certification. You probably would not be serving iced tea at your event in the middle of the winter, Zahava, but you should know that if you decide to, iced tea processed without preservatives needs a reliable certification on the label. That is because it requires a hot process to kill the bacteria that the preservatives would normally control. This would be problematic kashrus-wise if the factory produces both certified and non-certified products. You also would probably not be serving instant tea at such an elegant affair, Zahava, but for knowledge's sake, if you would, it would not require kosher certification as long as it is an unflavored instant tea. Instants that have flavors and other added ingredients do require kosher certification. Well, Zahava, now you can consider yourself StarCase informed. Good luck planning the yeshiva's annual tea. If you want to learn even more about the kashrus of tea, visit our website, www.star-k.org, and click on the archived Kashrus Currents article, The Kashrus of Tea, with no strings attached. Until next time, Kol Tuv.